Welcome back to Together Forever. I'm your host, Dumisani Mfune, and with me in the studio is...
Mandla Lupondwana.
Last time, we kind of looked at what exactly it is that changes and why we can't expect our wives to respect us the way they respect other men.
True.
Now, we'll continue with that vein. Mandla, what do you have for us today?
The job market.
Work.
That is something that work does that changes respect in a marriage, the way you relate to one another. And it's purely on the basis of fairness. Think about this. When you ask any husband, what is your responsibility as a husband? You'll find that he will talk about, as a husband, I should provide. I am a provider. That's what the husband will believe. That is a provider. This is why it affects us terribly when we are unable to provide, when we lose our jobs. It hits us hard. In fact, it hits a husband harder to lose his job than it hits a wife.
So I guess it's being the Alfa Romeo male, a provider.
Yes, to be a provider, to make sure that there's food on the table. You know, we want to provide. That's our role. That's been defined for us. Even as we were growing up, we knew that we'll get married and we'll provide for our families. And nothing gives man greater joy than the ability to know he's provided for his family. He may be broke, but he knows that if he knows that his family is okay, he feels proud. You know, as men, we feel good. Men brag about the things they've done for their family. That's what we brag about. Hmm. We brag up, even when we complain that our wives are spending our money, it's a way of bragging. Hey, this woman, you know, she's spending my money. It's a way of bragging because you feel you have money that your wife can spend. It feels good. So we are providers. And if you ask, what is the wife's responsibility? They say, well, her responsibility are more around the home. Now, you'll find this even amongst the modern men and women. They'll basically understand that the domestic responsibilities are for the woman and the providing is mainly for the men. Even though we expect that women will work, and then women will say, I also expect the husband to help around the house. Now, think about this. When you both work as husband and wife, your role of providing is now being done by two people. Let's assume you bring in 70% of the income and your wife brings in 30% of the income. This means she is now doing 30% of your job and you are doing 70% of yours.
True.
Is it not fair? In her mind, she thinks that at home, she will do 70% of her job and you pick up 30.
Sounds like a fair argument.
It does. So in her mind, once you both work, she then expects that since you both provide, you'll both take care of the house. This is why you'll find that husbands whose wives work, you will always fight about you not helping her out. She'll always complain. You're not helping her. You're not helping me. You're not helping me. Sometimes she'll say, do this with the kids. Do that. She'll try and get you to do a whole lot of things in the house. And sometimes we do them reluctantly as men because in the back of our minds, this is her job. It's her responsibility. I am helping her. But then she feels, I'm helping you with your responsibility as well. So sometimes as men, we resist it. And women find that they are doing 30% of your job and 100% of their job. And you are only doing 70% of your job and 0% of her job. And some women will even go to the extent of saying they do more in this marriage than their husbands. Mm. It feels that way.
I see. Yeah.
Because as much as she's helping you with providing, you're not helping her with her housework. Now, as men, we are going to say, but I didn't tell her to go find a job. Yeah, you may not have said that, but in effect, practically, that's what she's doing. She's helping provide. And so women will sometimes see this unfairness. They'll sometimes look at this injustice and complain mildly. They'll complain in different ways. And as they complain against this injustice, this perceived unfairness, their tones of voice will change as they see that there's no change in us as husbands. Their choice of words will change because they see the situation as unfair. Some will even say, we both go up, get up in the morning, and we both go to work. We both come back tired. Why do you still expect me to put my bag down and stand in the kitchen and cook? And after I've cooked, after I've served food, you still expect me to wash dishes? We are both equally tired. In her mind, you both did your first shifts from 8 to 5. Mm-hmm. But she must pick up a second shift while you watch television, while you listen to the radio, while you read a magazine, as though she is not as tired as you are. It feels unfair. And sometimes, as she speaks out against that unfairness, sometimes it's not direct, because you'll find that our wives will not always ask us to help out. She'll not always say, come and cook with me. She'll not say, come and help me with the dishes. She will sit there in the kitchen and she will fume. Why? Because she expects that the man who loves her, her boyfriend, always anticipated the situation. Remember, the boyfriend mm-hmm. always offered to help. But now she's stuck with a man who's just watching television, who's watching her slave away into a second shift and is sitting there relaxing, as though he's the only one who's tired. And so once you talk about water, once you talk about television volume, once you talk about shoes, she reacts with this simmering anger at being treated unfairly by the man who is supposed to love her.
Hmm.
Wow. And when she speaks that way, what we sense as husbands is disrespect. When she is not speaking from a point of view of being disrespectful, she's speaking from a point of view of fairness.
Mm. Very, very profound, Mandla.
And sometimes that fight over respect, we win it as husbands. We win these fights very often because we are able to show that she chose the wrong words. We are able to show that her tone of voice was not right. And you find that the more we argue that case, you'll find that a fight like that, she ends up saying, okay, I'm sorry for using the wrong words. She's the one who's been wronged. But because the issue is no longer the fairness of the situation, but the respect,
mm-hmm.
she, being wronged, ends up being the one apologizing. And she walks away feeling hurt, feeling bitter, feeling unloved.
Wow.
And we feel we've just dealt with a respect situation. And when we're done, we're wondering, why is she still unhappy 2 hours later? Why hasn't she snapped out of it? It's because her issue is still there. It has not been dealt with.
She's
still being treated unfairly.
And you've probably even made the situation worse.
She just lost a battle she should not have fought.
Wow.
So I want to say to husbands, mm-hmm. sometimes it feels like our wives are disrespecting us. But if you are in a situation where your wife does bring in an income, realize that she has stepped into your role as a husband. Step into hers as well.
Hmm.
It's the fair thing to do.
It's only fair.
It's not being Western. It's not being American. It's not being European. It's only fair.
It's only fair.
It's only fair. If she's helping you with what you're doing, it's only fair that we help them with what they do. It is true that it's going to take an adjustment on our part as husbands, but it comes with the territory. It comes with our wives working. It's not because all of a sudden, because they work, now they want to be like men. No, they don't want to be like men. It's fairness. Even at work, if you as a man, you were doing somebody else's work on top of your own, you would feel aggrieved.
Yeah,
you'd feel it's unfair.
It is.
You'd feel that, no man, I can't do my work and that guy's work. If I'm going to help that guy with his work, somebody should help me with mine. It's only fair.
Especially if that guy is just lounging.
See, it True. Is only fair. Right. So sometimes our wives are not being nagging. Sometimes they're not being rude. Sometimes all they want is fairness.
Fairness.
They just want to be treated fairly by the guy who claims to love her.
Mm. So guys, you've heard it. Sadly, we're out of time, but that's so true. So let's understand our wives and let's show them that we appreciate them. Tonight, you know, help out with the dishes. Surprise her and see the difference that it will make. Until next time, I'm Dumisani Mfune.
And I'm Mandla Lupondwana.